This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is now set to hold his first one-on-one in-person talks as president with an African leader on Thursday. He will play host to Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta as war and humanitarian crises roil neighboring Ethiopia. The talks come just weeks after Biden signed an executive order threatening to levy sanctions against Ethiopia's prime minister and other leaders involved in a conflict rippling the Tigray region, and if steps are not taken soon to wind down the 11-month war. But the situation appears to have only worsened on the ground, with Tigray forces saying Ethiopia's government has launched a major military offensive. The European Union and Britain are back to quarreling less than a year after finalizing Brexit. Britain wants changes to the deal it reached on trade in Northern Ireland. The EU insists on keeping the essence of the deal. France wants more fishing licenses from London, but the UK is holding back. Britain's Brexit minister on Tuesday accused the EU of wishing failure on its former member and of bad-mouthing the UK as a country that can't be trusted. David Frost said during a speech in Lisbon that the EU does not always look like it wants us to succeed. He said the UK wanted a better relationship, but it takes two to fix it. Federal immigration agents in the U.S. will stop making mass workshop and worksite arrests of immigrants and employees suspected of living in the U.S. without legal permission. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued the guidance Tuesday, saying that the agency would cease such targeted enforcement, which has not focused